Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 11th chapter, entitled Lord Ramachandra Rules the World, first verse of the chapter. We are starting today this new chapter. Shri Suka Uvacha. Bhagavan Atmanatmanam. Rama Uttama Kalpakai. Sarva Devamayam Devam. Iyeta Charyavan Makai. Sisuka Uvacha. Bhagavan Atmanatmanam. Rama Uttama Kalpakai. Sarva Devamayam Devam. Iyeta Charyavam Makai. Sisuka Uvacha. Bhagavan Atmanatmanam. Rama Uttama Kalpakai. Sarva Devamayam Devam. Iyeta Charyavan Makai. Sisuka Uvacha. Rama Uttama Kalpakai. Sarva Devamayam Devam. Iyeta Charyavam Makai. Sri Suka Uvacha. Bhagavan Atmanatmanam. Rama Uttama Kalpakai. Sarva. Vaishnavis? Anyone? Like to sing? It's a service to the Bhagavatam. Sisuka Uvacha. Bhagavan Atmanatmanam. Rama Uttama Kalpakai. Sarva Deva Mayam Devam. Iyeta Charyavam Makai. Sisuka Uvacha. Bhagavan Atmanatmanam. Rama Uttama Kalpakai. Sarva Devamayam Devam. Iyeta Charyavam Makai. Sisuka Uvacha. Sisuka Deva Goswami said, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Atmana, by himself, Atmanam, himself, Rama, Lord Ramachandra. Uttamakalpakai, with very opulent paraphernalia. Sarva Deva Mayam, the heart and soul of all the demigods. Devam, the Supreme Lord Himself. Iye, worshipped. Ata, thus. Acharyavan, under the guidance of an Acharya. Makai, by performing sacrifices. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami said, thereafter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, accepted an acharya and performed sacrifices, yagyas, with opulent paraphernalia. Thus, he himself worshipped himself, for he is the Supreme Lord of all demigods. Purport. Sarvarhanam Achuteya. If Achuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is worshipped, then everyone is worshipped, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 4.31.14. Yata taror mula nines nise chanena tiava tripianti tatskanda buyo pasaka pranopaharacha yatendriyanam tataiva sarvarhamam achuteya. As pouring water on the root of a tree nourishes the trunk, branches, twigs, and leaves, and as supplying food to the stomach enlivens the senses and limbs of the body, worshipping of the Supreme Personality of Godhead satisfies the demigods, who are part of that Supreme Personality. Performing yagya involves worshipping the Supreme Lord. Wait. Here, the Supreme Lord worship the Supreme Lord. Therefore, it is said, Bhagavan Atmanat Manam Iye. The Lord worship himself by himself. This does not mean, of course, justify the Mayavada philosophy by which one thinks himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Jiva, the living entity, is always different from the Supreme Lord. The living entities, Vivinamsa, never become one with the Lord, although Mayavadis sometimes imitate the Lord's worship of himself. Lord Krishna meditated upon himself every morning as a Grihastha, and similarly, Lord Ramachandra performed yagyas to satisfy himself. But this does not mean that an ordinary living being should imitate the Lord by accepting the process of Ahangraha Upasana. Such an authorized worship is not recommended herein. Omangyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurum Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Si Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitan Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gourangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Brishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We can read again the translation. Sukadeva Goswami said, "Thereafter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, accepted an acharya and performed sacrifices, yagyas, with opulent paraphernalia. Thus, he himself worshipped himself, for he is the Supreme Lord of all demigods." Unfortunately, I skipped it unwillingly, the mantra that offers all obeisances to all our Vaishnavacharyas, Vandeham, Siguru, Siyuta, Padakamalam, just my Kali Yuga memory. But this is very important fact, taking, accepting a spiritual master as our guide and life and soul in our life. That's a very important point in this verse. And here Prabhupada starts the purport mentioning Sarvarham Achuteya. Sarva here refers to all the demigods, and Arhanam means worship. Achuteya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead holds the name Achuta, which also means infallible, infallible. So the Lord can never fail in his promise, in his acts, and in his deeds. So this purport, Prabhupada mentions two very nice examples that are there in a mantra or in the fourth canto, 31st chapter and verse 14. This chapter is called Narada Instructs the Prachetas. And this is that the example that by pouring water into the root of the tree, all the tree receives energy. All the trunk, the branches, the twigs, even the twigs, and the leaves, and of course the fruits and flowers. No? By pouring water into the root of the tree, all the tree blossoms and is healthy. And there is another example in the same verse that says that at least myself, I used to use this very much when preaching, no? Like the hand when... How is it said here? By supplying food to the stomach, one enlivens all the senses of the body. No? And we would make, especially little kids and sometimes students also, no? We would go through the analysis that we are not this body. No? And then we move to the point of the hand. So we have so many parts of the body, but we are not the body. We are the soul living within the body. So as the hand supplies food to the stomach by putting it into the mouth, by this act, all the body is benefited, no? And the feet walk to work, to earn money, to collect the fruits or the vegetables, to feed the body. But we need to give the food to the proper place, no? To the mouth, and the mouth is not spitting it out, it's swallowing, accepting. Sometimes we have a hard time to accept when we receive a praise, we have the tendency to no. But this everything is being done by Krishna. If by chance or by whatever I am able or allowed or blessed to offer something interesting for the devotees, it's not me. It is the Lord who is allowing me, because I could become speechless all of a sudden, heart attack or whatever. No, it's not me. It's the Lord in all circumstances. So this is a very nice example. As all the limbs of the body are serving the stomach, we, as living entities, spirit souls, we are meant to serve the Lord. Jivera svarupai krishnera nityadas. We need to remember this constantly, that I am eternal servant of Krishna. And I am not the enjoyer. I am not meant to be the enjoyer, although I try repeatedly. That's why I'm here. As soon as one stops this false identification with the body and as the enjoyer, then one receives the spiritual body, whether in this life or in the next. The body is being purified. Don't be discouraged. We heard Prabhupada saying that every 7 years the body is renewed, all the cells of the body. I think Prabhupada mentions that. No? And so we have, after 7 years, our body is spiritualized because we've been chanting Hare Krishna, we've been eating prasadam, which is not different from Krishna. So gradually and very gradually, the body is purified. But when I really understand that I am not the body, that I am a soul, eternal servant of Krishna, then starts our real actions, our real service, and our real thoughts and words. No? So, in the end of the purport, Prabhupada mentions Aham Graho Pasana, which I didn't have much time because yesterday I had surprises. I met a lady in the campus. Generally, I'm not going walking around. I am translating or doing some service. But yesterday I had to. And I met a very, very nice lady. I was looking if she's here, but she's not. She came only for one day because her mother passed away and she didn't have the time to reach before she left. And she was such a wonderful mother, she was saying to me, and she felt so disappointed. And then she lives in Assam, 4 kilometers away from the temple. And all of a sudden she realized, I must go to Mayapur. I must go to Mayapur and offer prayers for my mother. But I was surprised what her prayers were. She was coming here to pray. It's not surprising, but it happens, that please, my Lord, bring my mother back to me as my child. So Krishna placed me there to be of some service, I hope. She repeated several times my suggestion. So I pray that she may remember. And I gave her some examples of the son of a nice devotee who left the body when he was 16 or 17 years old, very nice boy, you know, and how his mother felt, you know. And how the boy was not able to leave the body because he cracked his head and all his brain was outside, and the mother was not able to allow his child to go. She was not able, she was destroyed. I happened to arrive that day when they had the accident. Every year I would travel to my place, to my family in an island. So I would cross back by ship and I would stop in that village and visit my friends. So I visit them, and that night all our kids left and her child took a bike with a friend and crack his skull. So it was so difficult for her because all of a sudden a healthy child, wonderful child, nice devotee, crashes and is about to leave the body. So she was not able to. And we would give her massage because she was shaking and she was unable to tolerate. We were trying to pacify her, but it was so hard, no? And it 1 week she needed to say, okay, I want to see my son. She couldn't see him. And she went, and then she took his hand. She was allowed into the emergency patients. And when she gave her son her hand, they connected. He was unable to talk, of course. He was in heavy coma for a whole week, unable to leave. The doctors were saying, well, he should have gone already because everything is finished. And then she gave her the hand, and they had a communication. They connected, and she told him, okay, my dear son, I love you. And we are in the hands of Krishna. Everything that Krishna does is good. We may not be able to understand this now, but you have all my blessings. I mean, go. And the child left. So this shocked her. And then I suggested, why don't you pray instead for the Lord to keep her close to him? This is a nice prayer. It was all of a sudden, I had not prepared. I said, pray to him, please, my Lord, keep my mother closer and closer to you. Then she understood that she would not take birth as a child. I don't know, she may or she may not. No? But that's the prayer, no? Whatever you want, please bring us together, closer to your lotus feet. And I told her, this is good. This will be good for you, and this will be certainly very good for your mother. Because otherwise you are not allowing her to keep on her journey. We are souls traveling towards the Lord because consciously or unconsciously we know this is not the place. Prabhupada or Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, we heard this, that this world is not the place for a gentleman or for a gentle lady. No, this is not our place. We don't belong here. And that's very important. And she was very thankful then, because we crossed the Ganga. Some friends arrived this morning, so I was preparing for them to come. I got a place for them and doing so many things, so I went to Ganga, and then we crossed the Ganga, and then we took the same rickshaw, and then we came. And she said, no, you know, I want to invite you for lunch, and we had lunch together. So the Lord, I felt like an instrument, well, because she was thankful. I said, well, somehow or other, we are instruments in the hands of the Lord, so this is what likely the Lord wanted you to hear. That's why you came, and that's why he brought us together. So it was nice. So in this verse that Prabhupada quotes in this purport, he quotes the verse 431:14, this example about the tree and the limbs of the body, sorry. Later on, Prabhupada mentions, simply by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service, that's the point, devotional service, not me service, no, worshipping myself, no, devotional service. Automatically, all demigods are satisfied since they are parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada says, simply and automatically. What is his name? I wrote it. Sankarshan Nitai Prabhu, the other day, mentioned things that inspired me also. Now I forgot, but I forgot. But he mentioned later on in his class about the chanting of the holy name, and this has been very inspiring to me. So, Prabhupada mentions also at the end, I was mentioning this, ahangraho pasana. That's why I remember my friend Rita or Rav, a nice lady that I met, because this is what we do. Instead of worshipping the Lord, that this is why we come here. We come here to worship the Lord, to learn how to worship the Lord. But this lady was coming here to pray to the Lord, please, my Lord, bring my mother back to me. Let her take birth as my child so I can take care of her, because I am so indebted to her. And I told her, are you sure that you are going to be able to help her? So many unthinkable things happen in our life, no? And this is the tendency. We place ourselves as God, the enjoyer. My mother is not yours, it's mine. Give her back to me. No? We think like that. So this is very important, no? And that's what this means. I look at this. This means this is explained in Bhakti as, oh yes, this ahangrahopasana means the process by one imagines that he has become God. It's not that I think, I am God. That would be too bad. But I do. I do think I am God. That's why we understand things as this lady was understanding. Oh, please, my Lord, bring my mother back to me. Let her take birth as my child. And we do these things. And not long ago, a devotee catch me with one of those things that I do. This devotee, this Prabhu told me, mentioned. She was very kind, was not telling, you are like this, but talk about this for me to understand. This is within me. No. Mentioned me that for a lady, It's not good to approach men directly. In the West, we do this so much. Because we are all mixed. And I was, I know what is going to come, and I was feeling like that, no? Because I feel I am God. What is this person? I mean, although, Venerable Vaishnavas, even if our spiritual master tells us these things like that, we are about to reject the words of our spiritual master, of our one Prabhu, our devotee. And she mentioned that because willingly or unwillingly I am in the Vanaprastha ashram, so I should approach only my sons. Fortunately, I have three wonderful sons who give me nice advice. I consult with them, thanks to this devotee that keeps on telling me, do this, do this. Ask your children. Why don't you ask your children? They are devotees. And Krishna gives them intelligence, so I consult with them, and of course with my spiritual masters. And mention this, no? You shall approach only for emotional things to your sons or your brothers. Or your nephews, no? Because thanks to the Lord, I am being supported by them. That's why I can live here and do service, thanks to them. My brothers take care, and now they are entrusting my nephew to take care, no? So... I didn't want to accept what those words were meaning, no? But it's true. And then I remember, because my excuse was, well, my brothers never abused me. They were always, and my father, so gentlemen. And my nephews, and my children. So, and I am from the West, and I don't feel men as an attack to me. I don't, for whatever the reason might be. I see them as brothers or uncles or sons. So that's why I was willing not to accept those words. But later on, I remember the example of Narada Muni. I don't remember well the story, but you know the story. Narada Muni was bound to take birth and or live as a family member, as a grihastha for some time, isn't it? He had to live as a grihastha and had children and became very attached. If I am wrong, please correct me, because sometimes I missed up things. I think that was. So if he was himself, if he was not himself, was a very exalted devotee. Brahma also happened to that, to him. But I think Narada Muni also. Anyway, so sometimes exalted devotees, they may be great sages or renouncers, they have to go back to family life or start if they have never done it. So that's very sad. So I thought, why? Unfortunately, thank you, my Lord. I didn't go against those words that I listened. I just, okay, I need to offer respects. I didn't reject them, although my inside was saying, but men are kind to me. I never been abused by any men. Grossly abused. Sometimes there are, no, someone talks hard or other things. So good that I didn't reject those words. Because Krishna talks to us through his devotees. So this has happened me several times. Now remember that a lady should be in her position. And this is very good to me, and maybe for some of you, coming from the West, because we need to make differences. Until we get the spiritual bodies, then no problem. Now we should remember that I am a servant and I am not the enjoyer. This is the main teaching in this verse today. So, here, Lord Ramachandra is exactly teaching us this. No, he is worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But what happens when he is worshipping? I can imagine he might be in a temple, because Lord Krishna had a temple, and sure, Lord Ramachandra probably, but the point is that he was worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But what happens when he or Lord Krishna worship the Supreme Personality or Godhead, they are worshiping themselves. But they are not telling us to worship ourselves. No. So this is, Lord Ramachandra is teaching us this. He's giving example that we should worship the Supreme Lord. Of course, when they do, they are worshiping themselves. And that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving example, and he appeared as a servant of the Lord, as a devotee, and was telling us, he never claimed to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although sometimes he showed, because of the devotees, the need for it. But he was always saying, I am a servant, and he would close his ears if someone would call him Supreme Personality of Godhead. No? And he said, just chant the name of the Lord. No? He came to give us this warning. Don't think you are God. Consider you always the servant of the Lord. So that is a very important point. Because while in the conditioned state, we think I am God. Not with these words, because this is too bad. But this is the fact. I don't think it. This lady was not thinking I am God. She was not thinking I am God. Just the opposite, she was thinking, I am a devotee of God. That's why I'm coming to Mayapur. But what she was praying, my Lord, give me my mother back. Bring her as my son. Why? This means, I think I am God. Exactly. Krishna was so merciful, because I didn't have time to study these days, because so many things were happening, and I do all my sadhana, that for sure, but all the rest of the day doing things. And then Krishna brings me into connection to this lady, you know. So, this devotee, yes, the other day, talking about the verse 54, let me see what it was there, because he was reading this. Those who live in accordance with these principles, whether as householders, brahmacharis, or vanaprastas, are all equally important, no? Following the principles of Varnasrama Dharma. No? So, equally important. And then he talked, so we don't need to be God. We are all equally important to God. As actually we are like drops of the ocean, so we are like God into insignificant, totally insignificant degree, no? And this devotee was talking, encouraging us to chant the holy names, to cry for the holy name. And it was so good to hear that, no? It was so good. I keep on listening at that class several times because it's very encouraging. We need to learn to cry for the Lord, because I don't have devotion, that's the fact. I have no love. I am still thinking that I am this body meant to enjoy, and I am meant to enjoy it and others. No. So it's still there. I don't think about it, but it's still present within. So the only way is to chant the holy names of the Lord. No. And we need to cry, because I have no love. So, and he was saying, if I cannot cry, at least cry for the desire to cry. And if I don't really come, I am able to do this, then cry for the desire to desire crying for the name of the Lord. Because there is no solution. We need to cry. And if we listen at this class, maybe we may drop some tears, like crocodile. How do you say this word? Crocodile. Like that big animal, both in the water and in the sea. This is us, no? Both in the water and in the sea. Practicing devotional service, but still with the legs in the soil, no? In the land. No? So we'll drop some little insignificant, the opposite reflection of the real tears. Now crying because I cannot cry and I cannot have the desire to cry, you know, still. But it helps us thinking that there is no solution. I cannot chant the holy name. No, because I am not crying. I'm saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And I am not crying. So I am not chanting, because the day I will chant, I will be crying. But if we remember that very wise instruction, suggestion, teaching, one day or another we'll start crying because I don't have love for Krishna. And if I don't get love for Krishna, then repeat it samsara, who knows where, and now I'm in the golden age of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why not to take advantage of this unique opportunity? Oh no, I don't want to go back to taking birth and all those things. So we need to cry for Krishna, cry for the Lord, and be confident that, as the purpose says, this verse says, the Lord is achyuta. Is achyuta, here says, sarvarhanam achyuteya, no? Because he's achyuta because he's the master of all the demigods. Everything is being given to us through the demigods, but he's the master. And that's why he is achyuta. So this is the best person to whom to approach. And remembering this, that the Lord is achyuta, then this gives us hope. My name, my Western name is Hope, and I am eternally thankful to my mom for giving me this name, because I am not a very expert person in anything. I don't have any degrees, not even the secondary degrees, because I joined. Well, because I was looking for something I didn't know what it was, and because I didn't like to study, that's the fact. So, let's be honest. So, what I am? Nothing. The 10,000th part of the tip of the hair. So, but there is hope. There is hope. And two times I've been about to leave the body. And in one dose out of the body, once I was feeling within myself, there is hope, there is hope, there is hope. Hope, 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 hope. And I came back to the body. So, knowing that there is no hope, there is no other hope but the holy name of the Lord, only the holy name can save us, we can remember that the Lord is achyuta. And there is a very nice verse. Oh, I didn't write. It's in the 11th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and it's also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says, Etam sastaya paratmanistam adhyasitam purvatam air mahaddi aham tarisyami duranta param tamo mukundangri niseva yaiva. I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nescience by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. This was approved by the previous acharyas who were fixed in firm devotion to the Lord Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we are hopeless, this is what we are, and myself for sure, hopeless, no hope. So we can remember that the Lord is achyuta. And if we remain focused and fixed in the devotional service of the Lord, we shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nescience. And this has been approved by all our acharyas. So thank you very much for your inspiration. It is really inspiring and encouraging to see you all. And if you have any question or any comment, is welcome.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Mataji, in the context you said that Srila Prabhupada has said that this is not the place for the gentleman and gentle lady. So because God is
the
not...
The gentle lady, I added. Prabhupada or Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati talk about this is not the place for a gentleman.
Okay, well,
but it's also not the proper place for a gentle lady.
Okay, whatever it may be, so this is not the proper for the gentle. Gentle, we can say gentle. For gentle.
What?
For gentle, this word is not meant for the...
It's not for the gentle. no. Huh. This world is not for the gentle persons.
No, no, Prabhu. You see, you said in the this is not the place for gentlemen and say, okay, gentlemen.
Yeah.
So, because the Lord is not found in this material world.
He is found by His causeless mercy. He is there right within you as the Paramatma. Huh. And He keeps on coming again and again and sending us His representative, and the spiritual master is not different from Krishna. He's in the scriptures also. So we are surrounded by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because all the universe, everything, is held by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ananta Sesa, Mahavishnu. And everything is coming from Him. So if you say that the poor, living entity is here in my hand, I don't see it, even if it's so small. It's not in me. It's in me, poor guy. It's in me. Also, we are lucky because we are here and we are with devotees. So this poor living being is also fortunate somehow or other. No. We are fortunate. That's the fact. The fact is that we are fortunate because we are in the hands of the Lord. The Lord knows us very well, and He's taking us from birth to birth, from body to body, in the right circumstance that I do need now to become Krishna conscious. So, it's not the proper place, that's why the Lord has to come as Paramatma. It's not the proper place because it's like the example of the tree, no? It is compared in the Bhagavad Gita, the banyan tree, the spiritual world and the Lord, and the reflection, no? So this, if we are in a lake and we see a tree reflecting in the lake, sometimes the trees have big roots that you can see them even outside, no? So you can see in the reflection the roots of the tree up and the trunk and branches and leaves downwards. That's why it's not the proper place, because it's a reflection of the reality. This world is illusion. Actually, it doesn't exist, because it's just one breathing of the Lord, exhaling, and then, and it's finished. So that's why it is like it's non-existent. Mayavadis say it's non-existent, but then Prabhupada say, okay, give me your wallet. Because it's not true, so give me your wallet. It is. As long as we think I am the body, it is real. Unfortunately, but it's the reflection. That's why it's not the proper place for a gentle person.
But at this context, Mataji, I was very much impressed with Prabhupada's one word, you know, wherever you be there, that's a Vrindavan. Wherever you be there, that's a Vrindavan.
Wherever Srila Prabhupada is, that place is Vrindavan.
That's Vrindavan. So yes. If that is the case, you know.
That's the real. Huh. Prabhupada, wherever, Lord Chaitanya, wherever you live, that place is Vrindavan. Huh. I think was Lord Nityananda who told Lord Chaitanya that, because when he discovered that he thought he was walking towards Vrindavan, and when he discovered he was not in Vrindavan, walking towards Vrindavan, he was very upset. And they told him, whether he, Nityananda or Haridas Thakur, wherever you go is Vrindavan. Wherever the Lord and His pure devotees live, that place is Vrindavan. For Prabhupada was always in Vrindavan. And actually, we should remember that I am in Vrindavan. Because every day I worship the Lord, because every day I chant Hare Krishna, because I am only eating prasadam, food that is non-different from Krishna, because we worship Govardhan, we worship Radha Madhava. Where are they living? They live in Vrindavan, Radha Madhava. And this is Isodian, the gardens of Osimati Radharani, this Jananivas Prabhu was mentioning. No? I remember very small remembrance that he was saying that Isodian means the gardens of Osimati Radharani. So we are living in Vrindavan, whether here or in the West, because every day we follow sadhana, and we worship the Lord and we chant Hare Krishna. We should remember, and at the same time knowing that this place is not the place for a gentleman.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Thank you, Prabhu. So, if there are no any other questions, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.